I'm Lauren Park, museum educator at the Kemper Museum of Contemporary Art, and I am joined today by painter Angela Dufresne. Angela Dufresne was born in Hartford, Connecticut, and spent her childhood in Olathe, Kansas. She was the first in her family to receive a college degree. Political and social conditions are evident in her subjects as she rewrites history in her works. Dufresne divides her practice between studio work and teaching with equal passion and responsibility. She is an associate professor in painting at the Rhode Island School of Design, and this semester is a core critic at Yale University. The Kemper Museum recently acquired a painting of Angela's that is on view at Kemper at the Crossroads in the exhibition Be Inspired. Angela, will you pronounce the title of the work that's in the Kemper's collection and tell us a little bit about the title, what it means?
Oh my God, that's funny. Yeah, it's a long title. I like to give long titles, of which I don't memorize them. But the structure of the painting is a cover of a Claude Lorraine landscape. And the figures came from Southern Indians working on the set of Eat, Pray, Love that my partner was working on. So we were in India, and I was observing the Indian pastoral and all of its litter and obscenities, and thought that this was the ultimate manifestation of sort of like the Enlightenment and the power of science and technology over the peasantry, and it was just so incredible how many contradictions and how many failures therein lied.
Can you talk a little bit about your practice and how your teaching influences your practice? Mm-hmm. I know that you work a lot with students from a variety of schools, and you have worked at a variety of higher education institutions.
Mm-hmm. It's helped my work tremendously to just be around the challenge of young artists, the challenge of their struggles and the challenge of their successes, right? The challenges of the questions they're asking versus, you know, I'm really interested in their relationship to being able to make something perfect, right? This mechanical reproduction that is like a perfect simulacra, right? Versus like the imperfection that I grew up with through the 70s. So it's a really interesting conversation across generations that is totally inspiring to me, and it challenges me every day. You know, there's a generation of people today talking about, you see White Wade Guidance show at the Whitney. So it's inkjet art, and it's revolutionary, which it's not revolutionary because it's inkjet art. It's the Warhol. It's the same thing as the silkscreen, right? But to a certain extent, there's a lot of hyper-consciousness around the ways in which we're able to reproduce things today. And people get very sort of self-involved in those moments in history and think that it's very unique, right? But it's just been happening over and over and over again. And so that conversation with media is a big part of it.
You mentioned that there's anxiety in your paintings.
Urgency.
Urgency.
Yeah. And anxiety, definitely.
Yeah. In everyone.
Yeah. Definitely. I mean, there's, you know, everybody accesses energy, you know, to perpetuate their process. And this is, you know, what Louise Bourgeois talks about, you know, the deference of anxiety from this self-consuming process of annihilation, you know, to the deferring it to the creative process. And I when I read that, I think there was a giant, like a one of those doors on an airport where they keep the airplanes, you know, the
hangars?
The hangar. Uh-huh. It was like a door the size of an airport hangar opened up in my brain.
Dufresne's painting is on view at Kemper at the Crossroads in Be Inspired. In conjunction with the exhibition, the museum is hosting a series of artist conversations given by the exhibition artists on First Fridays. For a list of these lectures, please visit www.kemperart.org.